night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Oh, oh, oh. Ooh, yeah, baby. You know what that song means? That's right. It's a time for another fried pod for your ear holes. I am John Reap, and I do this from time to time. Normally, I do it with one Sarah Tiana, and it's my fault that we're not together right now. I have just been slammed this way, that, and the other with this move. I've got stuff out of boxes, in boxes, trying to get rid of furniture, trying to change my address. And then on top of that, we were supposed to get together yesterday, but I had to cancel because I got an audition for a commercial. Had to go do that. Plus, I was house sitting slash dog sitting. My friend slash assistant, Shannon Miller, asked me to do that last minute, and I can't say no. She's done so much for me. I can't just say no to that. So she's got three dogs and a cat. Wait, two dogs. Yeah. Three dogs. The one's a tiny little chihuahua, so I really don't count that one. Harold, he's amazing. Then you got Sadie, and you got Chester, and then you got Mitch, the cat. So I had to go be over there, feed these dogs, stay with them, take them out to pee. It was house sitting slash dog sitting, and it wasn't even really a chore, but it did take me away from some work obligations, which is this fried pod with co-host Sarah Tiana. And she's also pretty busy lately as well. You know, she's got her own podcast with Rob Riggle called Riggle Picks over there, and that's doing great. So both of us are being pulled this way and that and the other. So anyway, we're going to try to keep doing this together as much as we can. But with me moving out of Los Angeles back to good old Hickory, North Kakalaki, and it's going to be tough for us to get together. So hopefully I'll do my own parts, my own segments. She'll do hers from time to time. I will call her. We will check in with Sarah. We will try to make it happen. I'm sure we'll see each other. You know, there's not many Southern comedians in Southern California that's working a whole lot. You know, we'll hook up at festival. I don't mean hook up. I mean, I'll see her at random comedy festivals and this, that, and the other. So there'll be times where we're still hanging out and doing all that jazz. Also, for you Fried Pod listeners, I don't know how many of you actually are also on my Facebook page, but you got to get on there because it's a lot of fun. I got like 90,000 fans on there. Right now I'm going live on my Facebook page. And David Nealon's watching. Hey, David. So I'm kind of like doing both. I'm multicasting. I'm doing the Fried Pod just for the podcast, just for all things Comedy Network, iTunes, whatever they have, SoundCloud, whatever, however you listen to the podcast, just for the audio version, doing that. Also going live on Facebook, which is video and audio. So, yeah, there'll be times where I'm looking up at the camera to say hey to the Facebook pages, but I'm still going to be talking to you. So, anyway, if you're curious how to be a part of that, it's very simple. You open your web browser, see, and then you go to your favorite social media. I'm on all of them. And then you type in my name, which is John Reap, J-O-N, no H, R-E-E-P, John Reap. And, yeah, you can find me. I'm verified. Got the blue check. Very convenient for you. That way you know it's the right one, baby. Kind of like Pepsi. Or was it Coke? It's the right one, baby. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask the people on the Facebook Live. Do you guys remember which slogan that was? Was it Pepsi or Coke that said, you got the right one, baby? I believe Ray Charles was the main guy. The actor, the spokesman back then. Anyway, what's up, David? What's up, David? Hello, and Jeanette. Let's take a look. Look, it's Pepsi, according to Rebecca Nolan Fisher. Pepsi. Yeah, everyone's saying Pepsi. See, this is immediate feedback, which I love. And I love you guys for tuning in to the solo edition of the Pride Fraud. Oh, that maybe that'll be a spinoff. The Pride Fraud. What's a fraud? I don't know, but it's very proud of itself. This fraudcast is proud of itself. It's the Pride Fraud. I meant to say fried pod. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the fried pod. And I'm your host, John Reap. Like I said, Sarah's not with me. It's just me, and so it's different. I'm going to be talking about me. I'm going to be talking about you guys. Saying hey to David. David, you can buy the hat online. If you ever want to know something about me, here's a good start. Type in johnreap.com. A lot of your questions will be answered right away. Someone just asked me, John, where can I get the hat? I have my own hat that I wear and I sell. It's my initials back to back. It's an old English font of a J and a R back to back. They share the same spine. Why? Because my brother's name is Jason Reap, and I'm John Reap, and we have the same initials. And this is our little logo, okay? It's a JR back to back. I also have it as a tattoo right there, okay? So if you want, I put this on a hat just as a souvenir. I'm trying to come up with a fake baseball look. So this is my fake baseball logo of my fake baseball team. If you want to be a part of the team, you just buy a hat. You're on the team. You've made it. Congratulations. We're looking for some pitchers. Ow! Sex joke. Just kidding. It's just for, you know, look, I'm a ginger, folks. I got the ginger beard. I got a little bit of a mullet coming out the back. There's basically a baseball player on every team who looks just like me. There's at least one. Yes, it's a fakes ball logo. Thank you, Rebecca. Not a baseball, fakes ball. It's my fakes ball team. I like that. So, yeah, you want to be on the team, you buy a hat, you're on the team. It is that simple. Just trying to give the baseball look. You know, I'm not married anymore. I'm out there on the market. I'm available. So I'm trying to, and I know girls love baseball players. When I say girls, I don't mean all girls. That's sexist and inclusive. What I meant to say was a lot of them. I'm going to venture, and I've not done statistics, 80% or more like the baseball players. They like the way they look. They like the uniforms. Don't even care about the teams. So I want to look like that. So I'm trying to give, you know, the illusion that I might be a baseball player, because there's one on every team that looks just like me. I'm giving the illusion of athleticism. Janine likes the trucker hats. Maybe I'll put some on a trucker hat. Start my own fake. Joel Fry's watching. Joel, I'm about to talk about you on the fried pod. Conveniently, his last name is Fry, and we're doing a fried pod. Ladies and gentlemen, so much to talk about. All right, so basically, let's start with Joel since he just popped up here. I met Joel in Naples, Florida about over a year ago. And Joel, let me know if I'm allowed to talk about everything. I don't know how much you want out there. So let me know. Give me a up or down, thumbs up or thumbs down. Or maybe, I don't know how you can communicate this to me in this time frame. Anyway, so basically I was in Naples, Florida. There's a comedy club there called Off the Hook. Get it? Because it's also, wait, how could you have gotten it? There's no way of knowing it. Heather goes, yes, that's his girlfriend of many, many years. There's a restaurant, seafood restaurant / comedy club called Off the Hook. Because of the hook, you see the seafood side of that, the hook. And then it's Off the Hook because it's hilarious. Off the Hook. See what they did there? Puns are fun. That's punny as hell. But it's a fun place to go to. I enjoy it. The food is delicious. I am telling you what. I ate a different dish every time. And that's one of the many perks of working at Off the Hook Comedy Club is the food. I mean, they pay you decent. That's great. That's no complaint there whatsoever. And but their food is like, it's 5-star, you know. And not just seafood. They like the prime rib. They got a good petite filet. I had that one time. It's delicious. And the staff is amazing. And the people are cool. And, hey, what can you say? It's Naples, Florida. Okay? You're in Florida. Weather's going to be great. Ryland Kingery asked me, what is best thing on the menu there at Off the Hook? Well, in my opinion, and I didn't try the prime rib, didn't get around to it. Prime rib's not my favorite steak. I mean, I feel like, and I hope I don't offend everybody here, but to me, prime rib is like an old person steak. You know, like I'm not old enough to eat it. I think you got to be 65 and up to actually crave prime rib. You know, I don't understand why you would choose prime rib when there are other great things on that menu. So prime rib to me is an old, like you have to be a member of ARP to enjoy prime rib. I mean, really crave it. I can enjoy it because, hey, after all, it is still steak and I will eat it. But if there's other options, I'm getting the other options. My apologies to you prime rib lovers out there. For me, to answer your question, the best thing on that menu was the petite filet. Very good. Very good. I like my medium rare. And by the way, here's a helpful tip on how to order your steak medium rare. Because you got to say medium, but you also got to hit that rare word. Okay? And you got to say it twice. Otherwise, it's 50-50. They're going to screw it up. They're going to hear the word medium and stop listening and just write medium, and you're going to come out with a medium steak. But if you go, but if you say it like this, medium rare, if you say rare too hard and you say medium too fast, there's a good chance it's just coming out rare. You're going to have to send it back. And if you get it just medium, you can't send that back. They got to start all over, and that's going to take forever, and you ain't got time for that. Okay, you're hungry. You want your steak. So you have to order it exactly right. Joel, yes, also enjoy the chicken. You have to order it exactly right. You have to say it like this. They'll say, so you say, the petite filet. Yeah, I think I'll have that. And they'll say, oh, and how would you like that cook? And you go, medium rare. You got to say it like that. You got to look at them. You got to lean in. You got to make eye contact. And you got to say it twice. You go, medium rare, please. Yeah, not medium. I want medium rare. Okay? Say it like that. And then, you know, your odds go up of getting it exactly the way you like it. Ribeye is good stuff, Tim. I eat a ribeye over a prime rib any day. Just FYI. So anyway, That's the answer to your question. I forgot who asked that question. We're on Facebook Live. We're also in your ear holes, just on the Fried Pod. But yeah, great food. Great food. To me, that was the best thing on the menu. And I also had, for the first time, because I like to experience local dishes, and we're in Naples. We're close to the water. You know, that's where the club is. Haddock. Never heard of haddock. I mean, I feel... Oh, why is that playing still? Sorry, you guys. There's a fish called haddock. I don't know a lot about it. In fact, me and my friend Joel, we had to Google that one. Saw it on the menu. I asked people who worked at the restaurant, what is this haddock? Is it any good? And they say, I've never eaten that. And then I corrected them. And I said, you mean you've never had it? Ha-ha! Puns! Puns are great. So I looked up haddock, and I forgot what it was. So let me just do it right now. Haddock. Here we go. Haddock the fish. And yeah, I had it. Haddock is a saltwater fish from the family. I can't pronounce it. It's a cod. It's a type of cod. So, Scott, I had the haddock. And I liked it. And it was crab encrusted. And it was delicious. So that was something I'd never experienced. It was very good. And, you know, I'm trying to avoid the carbs. So I get like spinach or you know, broccoli. Or what's up, Jerry Hughes and Danielle Herman? Or I'll get asparagus. You know, I like asparagus just for the pea smell. That's it. It's going to be something else to look forward to later that day. You know, when you're taking a whiz, you're like, oh, yeah, I did have asparagus. That was delicious. Yeah, Heather. Never had the haddock. Not a haddock guy. You know, didn't grow. Hickory's not next to the ocean. So haddock wasn't on the menu a lot. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Off the Hook Comedy Club. Great club. Good times. And the last time I was there, there was a fella Ginger, as a matter of fact. And was at the show with his lovely lady, Heather. Hello, Laraya Jade. And then Jennifer Lama. Yeah, you got to try the fish. Hello, Cynthia, Rich Brown. So all you people listening in North Carolina especially, you got to stay tuned. I got some North Carolina fun facts / trivia coming up. So stay tuned. If this is boring for you, I apologize. Met a guy named Joel Fry, fellow Ginger, came there with his lovely lady, came up to me after the show. I said, hey, big fan, you know, also happened to be a country music singer. I was like, are you kidding me? I love country music. So we hung out, me, him, and his lady. We hung out there at that bar, at Off the Hook. Had some cervezas, had some whiskey, some bourbon, some vodka, and had a good time. And then we stayed in touch. Basically, they have an idea for a music video, one of the songs that that Joel has, where they wanted me to be in the video. And I thought it was a great idea. Joel, why don't you do everybody a favor? I know you're watching right now on the Facebook Live. Type in your info so people can go look you up. Joel Fry, great singer. We actually went out and did karaoke one night. I might post those videos. Joel, put your info up there and then put the song, the one that you want me in the video. Now, there's a couple things me and Joel talked about. He's got a great idea for a new marketing situation. But Joel, I want you to post the lyrics, not the lyrics. There's joelfry.com. If you're watching on Facebook at home, if you're listening in your ear holes, then if you just type in Joel Fry, joelfry.com, you can check out the guy I'm talking about. And basically, he asked me to be in one of his music videos, and I said yes. Also, Joel Fry on Facebook, YouTube, etc. Now, Joel, put up the name of the song, the one that you wanted me in the video for. So he said, yeah, I got this idea. I got this funny song, and me and my writing partner, music friend who lives in Nashville, Joel, the song's called The Mullet Brothers, people. Come on. How could I not be in a song called The Mullet Brothers? So I said, yes, of course, if I can do it. Now, that's the thing. I travel a lot. You know, believe it or not, people pay me to get on stage and talk. And I say yes to it 90% of the time. But if it's something where they're not paying me, then it's like, well, it depends. Am I going to lose money doing this? So it has to be in a situation where I don't have a gig going on and I can do it. So I said yes to Joel, and then I was in Nashville, and for whatever reason, we didn't hook up, we didn't connect. And, you know, basically we're ships passing in the night because he lives in Naples, not Nashville. But he has connections in Nashville still. Long story short, we never shot the video, but we stayed in touch. We remained, you know, friends, friendly. And then he came to see me again this last time that I was in Naples. Came out with this lovely lady, Heather. Heather, love you. Hope you're doing good, sweet pea. And then this time, we hung out every day. Not just one night. Not just Facebook friends, but we hung out every day. And here's how I know someone actually is a real, like, it, like actually likes me. That's bad to say, but like, you know, is a fan. Like the dude was wearing, my man Joel was on the front row with Heather wearing my hat. You can buy these. So he shows up a year later on the front row with the hat. Like I said, he's a fellow Ginger. And so he's got the Ginger beard coming in. Not as thick as mine, but I still like him. On the front row. And I'm like, oh, look at there. Joel's back. So that night we hung out again. We went to a bar there, me, him, and his lady, and had some drinks, had a good time, caught up, and basically, and I didn't know this, I noticed Joel wasn't really drinking. I go, hey, what's up, dude? I mean, not that you don't have to drink to hang out with me, but we were at a bar. And so I was curious as to what's going on. And his girl goes, well, he's recovering from surgery. I go, oh, okay. What happened? Did you get your tonsils taken out? Was it an appendix? He goes, nah, open heart surgery. Open heart surgery. And my man, I believe he said he's 42. Younger than me, I'm 46. So when I hear someone having open heart surgery and they're younger than me, that scares crap out of me, you know. Because let's be honest, I've not lived the healthiest of lifestyles. Fast food all the time, on the road all the time, not sleeping a lot, drinking a bunch. Lots of coffee, lots of alcohol, not so much water. Not a healthy diet. So I'm thinking, well, mine's around the corner, you know. Probably. Who knows? So anyway, I'm like, what's the story there, brother? And he showed me the scar, opened up his shirt, and I saw, sure enough, there's that scar. He had an open heart. He said he was working on a deck with his dad. He's out there working on something. And because when I hear, like, you know, how did you know that you needed to go to the hospital? Did you get a sharp pain? Like, I'm hoping that that's what, I mean, if I have to get open heart surgery, I'm hoping that there's some sort of warning sign. You know, I hope I have time to know I need the surgery. So I'm like, well, was there a sharp pain? You know, was there a fast heartbeat? I don't know. What happened? He goes, nope, just short of breath. Just was working on the deck and couldn't breathe. So I was trying to breathe. And then my dad's like, something's up. And so they went to the hospital and they go like, yeah, so you've got like 90-some% blockage. And some major arteries there inside of your heart. So it was like in a place where the heart took a 90-degree turn, so they couldn't get in there and do a stent. So they actually had to open the dude's chest and fix it. So he's alive. He's fine. Thank God. Obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be making light of this, and I'm not making light of it. But so that basically, you know, in a weird convenient way for me, freed him up to hang out with me, because basically he had just been sitting. Hello, Shannon Moore. Shannon Moore writes, John Reap spells my name wrong. John Reap, will you please marry me? Yes. Let's get married, Shannon. Where would you like to do it? Can we write some prenuptial agreements? Can we have certain stipulations in there? What you need, what I need, what we expect from one another. After all, this is a written agreement, signed and documented. So let's work on that. Let's get back to Joel Fry. Great, great singer, great human being. Not so great at the heart. Had heart surgery. And then he said he was in the hospital for a long time, and but then developed like a bed sore. Yeah, on his butt cheek. And so then they had to work on that, because that thing got infected. And this is basically the hospital's fault. You're supposed to get in and rotate these people around, get them moving, you know, make sure everything's fine. So, well, whatever happened, yep, got the old bed sore. That got infected, almost died of septic shock. But he's fine. He's recovering. But basically that freed him up to drive me around all weekend, which was great because we got to know each other. We got to hang out. So basically, thanks to his unhealthy lifestyle of the fast food and the lack of movement, I got free Uber rides and a friend in Naples, Florida. So thank you, Joel. Shout out, Joel. We had a good time. Because basically the hotel that I stayed at and the comedy club were basically about 15 minutes from each other, which is not the ideal situation. I actually hate that. But luckily, I mean, I was going to have to get Ubers every night, and they reimburse you. It's not like I'm not getting reimbursed, but I would have to have done that out of pocket. But then Joel's like, nah, I got you, man. I'll pick you up every night, take you where you want to go. And that's what happened. We hung out. We went to, gosh, what all we do? Let's see here. So we went to where did we go? Where did we go? I forgot where we went, Joel. Joel, remind me where we went. Put it up there on the Facebook Live. But anyway, so we went to several bars, hung out. I mean, he didn't drink, but I was drinking and getting to know him and listen to his music. And dude, I can say we went to a karaoke place the last night. That was one's called Bow Campers. That's pretty. And Whiskey Park. That was another place. And then we went to another one. It was karaoke place. I forgot the name of that, Joel. Not that it matters, but we went out and did karaoke. And basically what I do now in my act, I have a segment about how much I actually love doing karaoke. It's a new bit I've been doing, and I like it. And I do like karaoke. And at some point during this bit, Jack's Seafood Bar and Grill karaoke, that's where we were. Shout out, Jack's. What's up, Jackie Light? Sorry, guys. I'm doing a podcast, so I'm like half watching you, half doing this. Multicasting. Not tasking, casting, because I'm podcasting and I'm casting into the interwebs. Anyway, so we went up there and did some karaoke, and I invite everyone from the show. Like, I find out during that weekend, like, where's the place where everyone goes to do karaoke? And I'll find that place and I invite the entire audience. I go, let's all go do some karaoke. So we went to Jack's Sunday night, and that was fun. Signed up right away. And I think the first one I sang, which was a mistake, by the way. Like, in this bit, I talk about how you see me, you hear the Southern accent, you think I'm going to sing Willie Nelson, which is fine. I love Willie Nelson, but I like to mess with people. I like to throw people off the scent. I like to do other songs. So I think the first one I sang was, shit. Joel, what was it? What did I sing first? I sing something that I thought, like, it's a crowd favorite. I thought that I would know the words to it. Not Come On, Arlene. It's like Come On, Arlene. Oh, no. Oh, shit. That's right. Weezer was the first one. Okay. So I love Weezer. Yeah. I know. Get to know me. You think, you see, you hear, you're like, there's no way this guy likes some alternative music. I like it all. Thank you, Joel. The second one, the one I sucked at, was I Want You to Want Me. I Want You to Want Me. That song, which I love that song. But I can't sing that song. I got no business singing that song. So, but I thought, like, that would be a crowd favorite. Like, everybody sings it. I want, yeah, everyone likes that song. It's a good 80s song. But you forgot. There's that part where he sings really fast. Damn, I'm just you good. Damn, I see you crying. Like, there's a lot to that song that I forget. I don't know. I know, like, the five parts I know. Turns out there's, like, 110 parts. I don't know. Anyway, great song. Fun to listen to. And if you can do it, do it. I'm not good at it. Joel thinks I did fine. I know I did not. I made a mockery of it. But I don't care. I'm a comedian. So I went for the laugh. Anyway, before that, I sang Weezer. And I do enjoy Weezer. They got lots of hits. The one I sang was, Say It Ain't So, whoa, whoa. Your love is a life take. That one. And that one's got, you know, they got the lyrics up there. Anyway, we had a great time. And then, of course, other people get up there. They sing. And some people from the show was there. And, you know, that was fun. And then Joel gets up there. And by the way, since Joel was hanging out with me the whole weekend, this is the last night we were hanging out. Everyone after the show, I'd be hanging out selling my hats. You know, taking pictures, shaking hands, kissing babies, signing autographs, whatever you want, I'm there. And then everyone would be like, oh, I met your brother. Like, because Joel was wearing the JR hat. And he has the ginger beard. And I do talk about my brother on the stage. They just assumed that was my brother. And so we didn't correct anybody. We just said, yep, that's him. That's Joel Reap. So Joel gets up there. Everyone's like, just John Reap's brother. Oh, bless his heart. I bet he gets tired of John Reap having all the attention all the time. Must be tough. Poor guy, and now he's going to sing? Oh, let's give him a chance. Turns out, yeah, Joel can actually sing. It's what he does for the living. And he's very good at it. And he got up there and sang, Joel, listen, I've been drinking. Not today, but I was drinking then. You got to remind me, what did you sing? It was very good. All I remembered is people were like, they just stopped talking and started listening. And they're like, oh, this one's for real. And it was a good song. It's a song that I know, but I done forgot it, Joel. And don't be mad at me. I just, you know, oh, at this moment, yeah, nailed it, killed it, loved it. And so I'm like, yeah, that's my brother. Yeah, it's my brother. Yeah, the Reaps have talent. I got the idiot gene. He got the talent gene. But one of us, between the two of us, there's talent here. So anyway, that was fun. Had a great time hanging out with my fake brother, Joel Fry, musician, friend, survivor of heart surgery, Uber driver. And he took me to the airport. What a guy. What a guy. So shout out Joel Fry and Heather Ortega. Good people. If you're ever in Naples, tell them I said hey. Anyway, let's get back to some other issues. You're listening to, if you're just tuning in on Facebook, you're watching / listening to an episode of the Fried Pod. You might be asking yourself, what is that? John, I don't follow anything you do other than when you randomly pop up on my Facebook newsfeed. Well, there's a whole big world out there, everybody, and I'm a part of it. I want you to listen and subscribe to this podcast. It's called The Fried Podcast. It's on the All Things Comedy Network. Now, I know right away, a lot of you, especially my age and up, what is that? What is a podcast? Do I have to have an iPod to listen to a podcast? Do I have to have a fishing license? No, it has nothing to do with casting or pods. Okay? It's just like a radio show on the internet. And you can listen to it anytime you want. You got a phone? Boom. Can you get on the internet from your phone? Yes? Then you can listen to the Fried Pod. It's that simple. You just go to johnreap.com. Right there. That's the anchor for everything that I do. Where's John Reap? I don't know. Let's ask him. No. johnreap.com. Boom. Tour dates. Right there. What else is he up to? johnreap.com. Bam. Two podcasts. This is one of them. The Fried Pod. The other one I do is called The Brinkin' Duddies with my man Kyle Davis. That one we just get hammered. This one is a little bit. This one's a little bit more sober. It's a little bit more daytime. It's more family friendly. The Fried Pod. Because me and Sarah Tiana did it together. It's like, you know, two Southern comedians living and functioning in Southern California. Any way we know how. It's the Fried Pod. And fried because lots of fried food come out of the South. So that's all. Mandy Warner even put my website on the live feed, which I love. Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate that. Now, here's what's fun, okay? I've been doing this Fried Podcast for a while. I have, the other podcast I do with Kyle called Brinkin' Duddies, and also me and Kyle, we have a YouTube channel and a Facebook page called Little Kevin Ramos Try Stuff, and so we also do that. Now, I had it up here and it went away. So I'm going to go to my Facebook page, and I have a fan page, and that's the one I focus on. What? Samantha said, you made me feel so much better. Surgery yesterday and John Reap tonight. Oh, God, everyone's having surgery. What is wrong with you people? Please stop having surgeries. Stay healthy. Please. I need you around. I don't have many fans. I can't have you dropping off. Anyway, so I've got the personal Facebook page. That's where you have to start. That's the first one I've had for a long time. And then you get to 5,000, they go, no more. You can have no more friends. You have maxed out. There's no one can be this popular We have to end it for you. So they can only let you have 5,000 friends. Therefore, I had to create a fan page on Facebook. And that's what you're on right now. You're on the John Reap fan page. And by the way, the fan page and the personal page, exactly the same. You're not missing anything if you think, well, I want to be a real friend on Facebook, not a fan. It's the same thing. Please don't. Oh, great. My mom's calling me right now as I'm trying to go live. She must not be watching. Betty Reap, not a fan. She surpasses fan. She's mother. So mother's trying to call me right now as I'm taping a fried pod and going live on Facebook, which I probably lost the signal. And are we back? Oh, hey, everyone. Sorry about that. I don't know what mom was just trying to call me. I talked to her earlier. I was going to try and get her to call in to do a Betty Boo's movie reviews. It's a segment that I do on the Fried Pod from time to time with mom. She'll go watch a movie, come back, give us full report what she thinks. And gives it, you know, I forgot what we said, thumbs up or thumbs down. Anyway, look, I'm trying to do something. I'm not good at reading and talking to you at the same time. Like, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at multitasking. I am good at multicasting, which is what I'm doing right now. Basically, I'm trying to look up. Boom, here we go. Found it. So on my Facebook page, and Samantha Dawn Kingston is also a fan of Lil Kev and Ramus Try Stuff. Thank you for that. But she went to my my Facebook page and wrote this. And I thought it was very interesting, especially for my fans and family and followers and friends in North Carolina. This is especially interesting for you guys. And I didn't know that. I couldn't believe I didn't know this, especially since I'm from North Carolina and I've been living out here in Los Angeles for 18 years. Now Betty Reap is watching. Hey, Mom. I noticed you just tried to call me, but as you can see, I'm doing something with the phone, and there's lots of people on here. So, Mom, maybe hand the phone to Jason or something and ask them to reply to this. Are you calling in with a movie review? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Now David Reap is watching. I guess they're back home. They were out to eat. They're in Hickory right now, and they were just out to eat with my brother and his daughter, Kayla. It's her birthday yesterday. Hey, everybody, if you're on Facebook right now, and for you people just listening to this, you know, bear with me. I'm trying to do two things at once. Go wish Kayla Reap a happy 18th birthday. She's 18 as of yesterday. So that's right. She can vote and she can join the military. And one of those things happened. But yeah, I'm not telling you which one it is. Anyway, go say hey to Kayla Reap. She's got my red hair. That's right. Like, my brother had blonde hair. He's since lost it. But he's always had beautiful blonde hair. Mom, beautiful blonde hair. Dad's writing right now. Mom has a movie review. Okay, we'll call her here in a minute. Tell her to be ready. We're going to call her in a minute with her movie review. That's exciting news. Also, Dad had brown hair. So I was the only one in the immediate family with the red hair. So, yeah. Then my brother, who has blonde hair, had blonde hair, has with his first wife, Lori, who had brown hair, they had a baby, Kayla, with red hair. And I'm like, how? She's mine. I pretended, you know, that was a little joke. I'd say, yeah, me and your wife, we went out one time. We didn't want to tell you, but there you go. So Kayla, I always pretend Kayla's my daughter. Shout out to Kayla. Anyway, so let's get back to the subject at hand. I know you're listening. You're thinking, is he going to talk about what he was talking about? Yeah, I'm going back to it. Samantha Dawn Kingston on my Facebook page wrote this, and I'm going to read it to you guys. She says, did you know actor Parley Bayer? Now, right away, that's an interesting name. Parley with a P, P-A-R-L-E-Y. Parley Bayer, B-A-E-R. Parley Bayer, not Bayer like the aspirin, but B-A-E-R. I'm imagining that's a German name. I don't know. Let's continue. She said, did you know actor Polly Bear went from being the mayor of Mayberry on the TV show to being the mayor of Hickory, North Carolina in the Disney movie Follow Me, Follow Me Boys was the Disney movie, based on the Boy Scout, based on the Boy Scouts Troop 1. Okay. She learned that the other day from some Cub Scouts. So how about that? In the movie, Follow Me Boys, based on the Boy Scouts, in Hickory, North Carolina. Hickory, North Carolina. Not just North Carolina, the town I grew up in. There was a movie about the Boy Scouts, Troop Number 1. That was a big movie. And the guy who played the mayor of Hickory in that movie also played the mayor of Mayberry on the Andy Griffith Show. How did I not know this? It blew my damn mind. So thank you, Samantha Dawn Kingston. I want you guys to look up Parley Bear. Now, I went to his Wikipedia page, and, I hate this part, but I'm going to have to just read some crap to you. So you'll know this guy. Once you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that dude. He looks like a mayor. Parley Bear, born August the 5th, 1914, died November 22nd, 2002. R.I.P. Parley Bear. He's an American actor in radio and later in film and television. Born in Salt Lake City, Utah, Bear had a circus background. How about that? But it began his career, his radio career in Utah at a Utah station called KSL. He studied drama at the University of Utah. I wonder if he's a Mormon. Let's read on. Early in his career, Bear was a circus ringmaster and publicist. He left that. That's a good mayor. Okay. You basically are a ringmaster. He left those roles for military service. There you go. My man was in the military. Military service in World War II in the 50s. He had a job training wild animals at Jungleland, USA in Thousand Oaks, California. Not too far from here. Still later, he served as docent at the Los Angeles Zoo. How about that? Bear was a member of the United States Air Force during World War II and the Pacific Theater, earning 7 service stars. That's something. How about that? Let's see here. His first network show was The Whistler. The Whistler. I got a friend who whistles a lot, you know. Mike Hauser, probably watching this. When I say whistles a lot, he doesn't make a noise, though. Like, he's like a silent whistler. You know, like he makes the face like he's whistling. Like he'll be, like we'd be cleaning the house, you know, like on a Sunday. You know, we've been partying the weekend, time to clean up, vacuuming, dusting. He's good at dusting. You know, doing laundry, sweeping up, whatever. You see Mike Hauser over there. But there's no sound. He's just making the whistle face, putting his lips together with a little tiny O. I go, Mike, what song was that? He go, huh? I go, yeah. I just noticed you were whistling. Oh, was it? I go, no. But you were making the whistle face. But in your head, you were whistling. What tune was in your head? And he never knew. Like, he didn't even know he was doing it. Anyway, let's get back to Bear. Parley Bear. Okay. His first network show was The Whistler, which was soon followed by an appearance on Escape, notably narrating Wild Jack Rhett and as the Patriot in the adaptation of Stephen Vincent Bennett's A Tooth for Paul Revere. Suspense, Tales of the Texas Rangers, Dragnet, the CBS Radio Workshop, Lux Radio Theater, Six Shooter, lots of stuff. He was in Gunsmoke. That was a big one. Played Marshal Matt Dillon. Okay, this guy's been around. And then goes on to be the mayor of Mayberry and the mayor in Hickory
and Follow Me Boys. Now let's get into some Follow Me Boys, because this I don't know about. I've never seen the movie, never heard of the movie, but it was it's a Disney movie. I'm clicking on it right now. Follow Me Boys is a 1966 family film produced by Walt Disney. It is an adaptation of the 1954 novel God and My Country by Mack Kinley Cantor, and is notable for being the final live-action film produced by Walt Disney, which was released 2 weeks before his death. The film stars Fred McMurray, Vera Miles, Lillian Gish, Charles Ruggles, and Kurt Russell. That's right, that Kurt Russell, as a young boy. And is co-produced by Walt Disney, blah, 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 directed by Norman, who cares? The film is notable for being one of the few movies that features the Boy Scouts of America, and is Disney's, Payan? I don't know this word, ladies and gentlemen. P-A-E-A-N. Maybe that's a typo. To the Boy Scouts. All right. The title song, Follow Me Boys, was written by studio favorites Robert and Richard Sherman. For a time after the film was released, the Boy Scouts of America was considering using that song as their anthem, but efforts towards this end was eventually dropped. Boy's Life for December 1966 included a teaser article. Okay. Follow Me Boys was the first of 10 Disney films in which Kurt Russell would appear. I remember Kurt Russell as a kid before he got famous as a man, you know, and one of my favorite, Tombstone. Tombstone was one of the best movies ever made, and Kurt Russell's a big part of that, as you know. Wide Arp, I believe he played. But I remember as a kid watching this young Kurt Russell, and I liked him back then. So there you go. Kurt Russell, lots of Disney films. So Kurt Russell's in this. All right. So here's a synopsis. I'm going to try and skim this so it's not too boring for you guys. Again, here's something about Hickory, pretty much, about the Boy Scouts. Kurt Russell's in it. And the dude who played the mayor also was in the Andy Griffith Show, Mayberry, which was, you know, basically based in North Carolina. How do I not know this? It makes me mad. In 1930... Lemuel Siddons, okay, a saxophonist, and he's traveling, he's in a traveling band who dreams of becoming a lawyer. When the band's bus reaches the small town of Hickory, there you go, everyone's like telling me to shake my head. When the band's bus reaches the small town of Hickory, Lem suddenly decides to leave the band and settle down, finding a job as a clerk in the general store owned by John Everett Hughes. At the town civic meeting, Lem again notices Vita Downey, a bank teller whom Lem had seen on his first day in town, and eventually attempts to woo away her from her boyfriend, Ralph Hastings. Lem notices Vita crosses off the YMCA and the 4-H from her list of three possible organizations to keep the town's boys off the streets, leaving only the Boy Scouts. And he decides to suggest and volunteer to become scoutmaster of the newly formed Troop One. So there you go. Right away in this movie, Lem, not a good guy. Okay? Not a good guy. I mean, they're trying to make it like a kid's movie, happy-go-lucky. All right? He's a saxophone player, probably a blues band. So right away, he's drinking a lot, trying to get punani-nani. And he is in Hickory, bus breaks down, sees a hot girl who already has a boyfriend. He's like, screw that guy. It's all about Lem. Decides he's going to woo her away from her boyfriend. And then fakes some sort of noble thing. Like, I'm here to help the kids. That's all. No. He's full of shit. He's just trying to get laid. And they made a movie about it. Lem. There it is. Follow Me Boys to this chick across the street. I'm smitten. Let's read some more. A short time later, Lem becomes an all-around natural leader with the scout troop, even putting his plans to become a lawyer aside as he helps the town's boys mature into men. Probably trying to teaching pickup lines at a bar. Meanwhile, the town's troublemaker boy, Edward Waddy Watt Jr. Oh, love it. Kurt Russell played the troubled kid, Waddy. Classic. So much for the Watt privilege. How? Edward Waddy Watt Jr. refuses to join the troop. One night, while Lim and Vita are on a date, they catch Waddy shoplifting from Hughes' store. Startled, Waddy falls and sprains his ankle, which Lim bandages using the techniques provided in the Boy Scouts handbook. Impressed by Lim's work, Waddy secretly steals the book, which Lim allows because he sees his past as self reflected in Waddy. Okay. One night, Lim invites Waddy's father, Edward Sr., to attend parents' night at the Boy Scouts meeting place located the lake. What? Hang on, folks. I'm not good at reading. He invites him to attend parents' night at the Boy Scouts meeting place located the lake property off Hetty Shirt. Who cares? All right, listen. Edward arrives drunk and embarrasses Waddy, causing him to quit the troop. However, Edward later dies that night of alcohol poisoning. Wow. Deep. And there's a death involved. Poor Whitey's dad dies of alcohol poisoning, leaving Lim, Vita, to adopt Waddy. So there you go. That's what you get, Lim. You go there trying to get laid, chasing after a girl who's already spoken for. Then you have to adopt a kid. There you go. That's great. So I'm reading this Facebook stuff here. Lim and Newton. Oh, no. Lim and Newt cartoon idea for. Oh, okay. Well, it went away. Ugh, modern technology. Anyway. All right. Let's read on here. It's almost over. In 1944, Lim is accidentally captured by the United States Army, who are playing a war game in the area near the lake. Lim is taken for a spy due to his scouting equipment and is unable to prove he is a scoutmaster. After the military captain asked Lim to tie a sheep shank. That's a knot. The only knot Lim had ever learned. Never learned. Across the lake, Troop 1 fires their morning cannon, accidentally signaling the military to playfully attack the boys. The scouts take shelter in a stage base and successfully capture a tank with explosive squibs meant to resemble landmines, thus freeing Lim from captivity of the embarrassed military. Back at the lake, Lim and the troop discover that Ralph is taking Hetty to court over the lake property since he believes it belongs to him. Lim is hired as Hetty's lawyer. He questions her on the stand, revealing that the property was once the location of her family cottage before it burned down in September 1918, 2 days after she learned that her sons were killed in France. Hetty states that she allowed the troop to meet there, as the boys reminded her of her late sons at play. Ultimately, Hetty wins the case, and Lim is allowed to keep the property. Folks, I got to watch this movie now. It is deep. Follow me, boys. All right? So, Mom, if you're watching this, and I'll remind you here in a minute when I call you, maybe we'll watch, all of us as a family, when I move back home to Hickory and we're all sitting there together, we're gonna somehow get that movie, Follow Me, Boys. We're going to watch it. I'm going to get Mom to review it for another episode of the Fried Pod, Betty Boo's Movie Reviews, Betty's Movie Reviews. And hopefully that'll be the next one. So now I think what we should do is call Betty Reap and see what movie she's going to review for us. So what that means is I'm going to have to say goodbye to the Facebook people, because I'm actually going to have to use this phone to call Mama and get a movie review. Now, what you can do, because I know there's a lot of people on the Facebook page who don't even listen to podcasts, watch podcasts, know what a podcast is. Now, your homework is to just go to johnreap.com and click on that banner that says Fried.
Fried Pod. It's at the top banner. And then you should hit subscribe to that. And then you can hear what my mother, what movie my mom is going to review. So anyway, goodbye, Facebook people. Love you. Mean it. Go to the Fried Pod. Subscribe. Rate, review, share, all that jazz. I'll talk to y'all later. Now podcast people, don't leave. So you're not going anywhere. Actually, I'll just pause it. Hang on. Pause. And we're back. And let's call Betty Reap. See what she has in store. That's loud.
Hello.
Betty Reap, please.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey, Mama. What's going on?
Not much.
Were you just watching me on Facebook?
I was.
Did you hear that? Did you know about that movie, Follow Me, Boys?
No, but anything with Kurt Russell in it is going to be good.
Right? He was just a child back then. But yes. He's good. I've always liked him. But how crazy is that?
I know.
Did you know that little fun fact about Parley Bear?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Played the mayor of Mayberry, right? All those years. And then went on to be in a movie where he was the mayor of Hickory.
I would love to. I mean, is there a movie we can see with that? I mean, he's not in that.
Yeah, that's what.
Follow
that's,
me.
That's
follow
the
me,
whole
boys.
Thing. That's
okay.
That's why I brought up this whole conversation. It's because a fan of mine. Maybe you joined us late in the broadcast of the Facebook, but a fan of mine posted on my page, "Hey, fun fact: did you know the guy Parley Bear, who played the mayor of Mayberry on the Andy Griffith Show, went on to be in a movie called Follow Me, Boys, where he would play the mayor of Hickory, North Carolina?"
Oh, how crazy. Well, I can't wait to see it. I know.
Well, when I come home, that'll be one of the things that we do.
Okay.
All right. So, you got a movies review for us?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I went to see Mamma Mia.
With the sequel.
I had never seen the first one. I didn't know there was a first one.
Okay. Well, what was this actually called, Mamma Mia?
Yes.
It's not called Mamma Mia 2?
I don't remember seeing the 2 on there. I just remember seeing Mamma Mia.
Well, okay. Well, it's the second one, but go ahead.
Meryl Streep, which she was the mother, but she evidently had passed away, because you only see her when they went back and forth between her being the young girl that gets pregnant.
Oh, did then she pass away in the first movie?
I don't know.
Oh, so did she pass away during this movie? Or was she dead from the get-go?
She must have been dead from the get-go, because she was never there as a mother to...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good, because we didn't spoil anything, which is good.
Right.
Okay.
So, the daughter is played by Amanda Seyfried.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the three possible fathers was Pierce Brosnan and Colin Firth. And I didn't know this. Stellan Skarsgård or something like that. Yeah. I had seen him, but I didn't know what his name was.
Okay.
And it's a musical comedy. It was just so cute. The story of a woman who gets pregnant by one of several men.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a daughter, and she raises her by herself and tries to run a little hotel on a Greek island.
Yep.
And 20 years later, her daughter's getting married, and she invites these three men that she has narrowed down that could possibly be her dad.
Right.
And it's just, you know, the mother died without ever revealing the father's name. And the wedding takes place on this Greek island where her mother had this hotel and I guess had the rendezvous with these three different men or several men. And all at the end, all three men end up giving her away. It was just a really cute musical. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That sounds like the first one. Did you see this at a theater?
Yeah.
Huh. Because I know the sequel just came out.
Yes.
But what it sounds like you're telling me is the first one.
I don't know. Look, you know, this is not a movie that I would normally go watch.
And her grandmother, who she evidently didn't get along with, and she did not invite to the wedding, shows up at the wedding, and the grandmother is Cher.
Ah! Wow.
Oh, Cher, that's just a real...
I wonder how old Cher is. Did she look like a grandmother, or was she trying to look like...
No, she didn't look like a grandmother.
Wow. So what are we giving this Mamma Mia film? I'm not even sure which one you saw, because I didn't really watch the first one myself. But
we'll have to pull up the original.
You know what will happen is the people listening to this, they're gonna get it, like they're frustrated right now as they listen to this, because they know, and they're like, oh, it's the second one. So there are people screaming right now somewhere, and they'll give us a tweet. They'll go to the Facebook page. They'll let us know which one it was. But yes, what did you think of this Mamma Mia film?
Mommy liked it very much. The music was wonderful. You just couldn't get those songs out of your head for days.
So out of 10, what is it we do? Do we do thumbs?
10 thumbs up. Yeah, I'm going to give it 10 thumbs up.
Oh, 10 thumbs. Very nice. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mamma Mia, one or two. One of them's a 10. we're not sure which one it is. So my Mamma Mia, you're my mama. Dad's coming out here pretty soon, and he's going to be helping me box my stuff up here, and then we're driving across the country.
Oh, nice.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. Y'all be careful. Are you going to take turns driving, or are you going to stop and spend the night somewhere, or are you just going to drive straight through?
Well, we have to stop and sleep somewhere. It's, you know, it's basically a three to four day trip. So, and it depends on how much stuff I get in a U-Haul, you know. Hopefully we can just get something to hitch to the back of the Mercury Mountaineer. That way we're in the same car. But, I'm trying to avoid the actually getting a real U-Haul so we don't have to drive two separate cars. So that's the idea. But yeah, we'll drive as much as we can. We'll get tired. We'll pull off, get a motel, and then get up the next day and go again. That's the idea. Okay. So wish us luck. Say hey to Dad for me.
Okay. Well, y'all, you're performing in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, that's right.
A couple
days
after you get...
I'm sure there's a lot of people wondering, John, what are you performing next? Well, my next gig will be at the Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I'm performing there August the 30th through September the 1st. Jason's birthday, September the 1st. So I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday that weekend. Come out and see your new Carolina resident, John Reap. Mama, you guys going to be down there? I know you guys are always in Myrtle Beach.
No, we'll stay here.
Okay. Well, you're going to get a lot of me, so you're not going to miss anything. But, yeah, happy to come home, happy to be back. We got a lot of fun times ahead. Follow Me Boys is one of them. Put that on the list. Follow Me Boys.
All righty.
All righty.
I sure will.
I love you. We'll talk to you later.
Love you, too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Betty Veda Pitts Reap. My mama. Love her to death. And I'm excited to be going back home and spending time with the family. Got a lot of catching up to do. You know, my plan is to move back home and, you know, I'm going to sell. I already sold this house. Going to take that money, put that in a nice account. Let's sit there for a while until I find me a nice house on Lake Hickory. Because I've always had this dream of retiring. And I'm not retiring, by the way. I'm still doing what I do. I'm just moving. But I want the last house I buy. I don't know. I might get more. Anyway, I want to be on water. I like water. Okay? I either want to be on the ocean, a lake, a river. Well, Lake Hickory is kind of a river. So I get both. Maybe one day I'll get the ocean house. But in the meantime, I'm going to be on Lake Hickory. Probably within a year sometime. Anyway, that's what's up. Hope you enjoyed this amazing, informative, interesting episode of The Fried Pod. My name is John Reap.
Happy Friday.